Hi, Year 11s. We are going to be going through some of the themes in Macbeth. I won't be leading these podcasts. I will be handing over to my incredible Year 11s, and they're first of all going to start off talking about the idea of fate and free will.
So fate and free will are themes that are well woven into the play and make up an interesting conversation of whether it's even Macbeth's fault that the situation's happened.
Okay.
First of all, right before Macbeth decides to kill Duncan, he sees a dagger before him. The noun has many connotations with treachery in comparison to the sword, with the sword being a noble and brave weapon.
So this dagger, why then do we think that's fate? How has that affected Macbeth and limited his free will?
Well, we believe that the dagger was actually planted by some sort of omniscient power.
Oh,
like
okay.
The witches, or perhaps like the devil. And this is because Macbeth showed no previous signs of any sort of psychosis or delirious or delusional behaviour. And all of a sudden he just sees a dagger before him, right as he's about to make one of the most important decisions of his life.
So you think that his freedom was removed from that? From that decision,
yeah, because right before that he saw the dagger, he had decided he wasn't going to kill Macbeth.
Okay.
But as soon as the dagger was sort of implanted and he saw it, he right at the end of that scene, he came to the conclusion that he should kill Macbeth.
Good. What else? What other sort of ideas of fate and free will do we see in the play?
So we believe that Macbeth doesn't actually have any free will.
Okay.
And that he is being controlled by fate or some higher being. We believe this is evident when he tries to kill Banquo and Fleance to stop their line from, in his eyes, essentially usurping him and taking his stone away.
Yeah.
Right in the beginning of the play, the witches prophesize that Banquo will get kings or be the father to a line of kings.
Okay.
And obviously this doesn't sit well for Macbeth, as he wants to leave behind a legacy for his children and his entire line. He says his crown is fruitless and he holds a barren scepter, essentially saying all this effort, danger and mental torment was pointless and offers virtually no rewards.
But it was still, couldn't you argue that it was still his choice to do these things?
Well, Macbeth was actually manipulated by Lady Macbeth towards the end of, towards the middle of the play, just
yep.
Before he decided to kill Duncan. He told Lady Macbeth about the prophecy and about sort of what the witches told him and how he felt about it. But Lady Macbeth's the one who told Macbeth to actually catch Daenerys Way and was too afraid of Macbeth being too kind to actually do the deed.
Okay, let's go back to the witches. What did they say to Macbeth and how has that influenced his fate?
Well, they kind of talked about, obviously, you will be king hereafter, and like saying he will be he's the Thane of Cawdor.
Yeah.
And then, so he said all of that. So then, but also, like, if you think about it, you have the divine right of kings?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's talking about gods.
Yeah.
And in the Jacobean era, witches were mainly linked to the devil and to things like that. So they actually sort of juxtapose themselves as if the witches are sort of just going against gods.
Yes.
Not as much to like Macbeth is sort of the middleman, just to go against gods.
Oh, I really like that idea. So do you think he's almost been like a puppet?
Mm. Yeah.
In fact, I think even at the end of the play, he talks in his final speech about how he uses lots of things about stage and play and puppet, and he talks about how the whole thing is signifying nothing and how he really didn't have any control. What do you think, Leanne?
When he's talking about the dagger, he says the handle toward my hand, and is almost asking like the witches if he should be doing this. He's saying like the witches are controlling him and is asking for permission to take this dagger.
Okay. So one other thing that we talk about with fate and free will is this idea of responsibility. Do you think then that Macbeth is deserving of his end? Do you think because the whole way through we think about Macbeth and we think, yes, he's got what's coming to him in the end. You know, we have that heroic Macduff getting vengeance for his family, all of these things. And we have this idea of free will and responsibility being tied together. If Macbeth doesn't have free will, is he responsible for his actions? And if he's not responsible for his actions, should he be punished? Thoughts?
You could argue that Macbeth's, obviously what his him being killed wasn't what was meant to happen if he didn't have any free will and he was in fact being manipulated by his wife, the witches and any other beings, it would be considered that he didn't have a choice in what was happening.
Good. What about Jacobean audience though? How are they, would they care that Macbeth was manipulated?
No.
No, why not?
Because they sort of see it as his fault, he played into the witches' fantasy in the first place.
Yeah, and I think witches would have been something that would have been avoided at all costs. If a witch tells you that something's going to happen, you don't run around and catch the nearest way, to quote his wife. Any more thoughts?
The way I sort of see like the fate's impact on what happened to Macbeth is like at the start of the play, Macbeth was very brave. He was very noble. He disdained fortune with brandished steel. He was very strong. He was very like just a typical brave person, a typical hero in the story.
Yeah.
But later on, after the witches, after Macbeth, he was sort of stripped of this nobility,
yep,
and forced to deceitful means, which sort of is sort of reminiscent of how a soldier would go into a battle with a sword and a dagger, and if they are defeated and their sword is like taken away from them, their nobility is taken away from them, they're forced to deceitful means using their dagger to try and kill or to try and win. And Macbeth.
So do we think that fate is then one of the most important themes in the play?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do we think that the play would have happened at all without these witches?
No.
No, if you take away the witches, then you take away the prophecy and Macbeth would have just carried on being there along with soldier.
Okay. All right. Anything else to add? Thank you very much. So that was just a really quick overview of the idea of fate and free will in Macbeth.